note, it's always a pleasure to have Kiri Nuku with us, although our kaupapa ain't so great. The New Zealand Nurses Organisation, Tōpūtanga Tāpuhi Kaitiaki o Aotearoa, says it's gravely concerned by the escalating loss of life among healthcare workers and other civilians in Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories. Thanks for joining us again, Kiri. Tēnā koe. Hey, Kiri.
Kia ora, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you there, sis. Look, the stories on the news have been horrific, particularly of the bombing of the hospitals in Gaza. As a proud nurse of long standing and those that you represent, you know, what news have you had from care workers and health professionals, and what might you say of what they are having to endure in Gaza?
Oh, absolutely. We are appalled by the actions that continue to happen. I think when we first learnt of the attack on...
Kiri, can I just interrupt for a moment? Our line is really a bit shaky. Are you close by, or might there be a reason for that?
Oh, can you hear me better now?
That's perfect. Oh, you're awesome. Sounding great, looking better. Thanks, Kiri.
Great.
Great, awesome. I caught it all my sis.
Yeah, so when we made our original announcement a month ago now, we called for an end to this, where healthcare workers were struggling to deliver the services that they need for the people. Of course, it's been almost a month now, and all we have seen is the continued assaults on not just healthcare workers, but civilians. And cutting off services, water, et cetera, to hospitals is certainly an act of inhumanity. So our need to join forces with health professionals and call for a ceasefire is well overdue. We can't continue to just sit and watch this happen, not to civilians. And certainly, you know, at the heart of this are healthcare workers that are trying to go to work to do the best they can with very limited resources. So we can only imagine how appalling the circumstances must be for them.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Some might say, oh, you know, what's little old NZ going to do about it? I know that finally the acting Prime Minister, which is Chris Hipkins, of course, has said, oh, well, it's taken 5 weeks for us to form a government. We're still not there, but yet the humanitarian crisis in Gaza continues. So we join a chorus of international condemnation of the lack of humanitarian response and the lack of a ceasefire here, so that those who are unconnected with it all aren't in the firing line. The same applies with organisations such as the one that you represent. Even though it might seem like a drop in the bucket, do you think that it's a necessary stance?
Oh, absolutely. It's necessary. We're part of the International Council of Nurses, who have asked for the same thing. So collectively, as small groups join the big movement, we've got to send a strong message to other governments to call on this ceasefire. There's so many people being caught up in it. We've called and we've joined the chorus of the Council of Trade Unions and others around calling for an immediate and permanent ceasefire in Gaza. We've asked for an end to the siege and at least the admission of necessary humanitarian aid, including water, food and medical equipment and fuel. This is just significant acts of genocide that are happening. And if we as a group of healthcare workers don't stand up and become the voice outside of Gaza for our colleagues working tirelessly within it, then we're not much of a healthcare professional.
It's disturbing to hear Israel say that we believe that there is some sort of military Hamas bunker under the main hospital in Gaza, and they're also storing ammunition there. Do you think there's some credibility in their view?
I can't give a position on that. What I can say is a loss of life, that premature babies, the cutting off services and immediate help to people that desperately need it. It is what's more important. I mean, we've seen people dying. We've seen the impacts of withholding services has created. nobody deserves to die in that way. I don't know, and I haven't seen any evidence of the militarisation that they're talking about. All I see is the pain and suffering that is happening for the many innocent and vulnerable people.
And most of them tamariki. You know, as proud members of our Māori whānau, I mean, how distressing is it for you as well? And should it be for all of us that the term it's become a graveyard for children is being bandied around? Because when you see the images, it feels as though that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, absolutely. And as a midwife, and for many that are out there, it was distressing to hear the cries of those young premature babies. But what relief can you offer them? Not even pain relief, because we can't get medical equipment. And as a health professional, as a mother, as a concerned citizen, those are images that will last forever. It's absolutely inhumane and impossible that we should continue to enable that or be silenced around that.
Tēnā koe, Kiri. I know that you join a global workforce in drawing attention to those who are, you know, who commit themselves to help others from a health perspective, find themselves also literally in the firing line in Gaza. Let's hope that there is some change, and that the weight of global response from many different sectors, including healthcare workers and educators, etc., does have some positive impact, in that we see at least a ceasefire soon, because the humanitarian crisis is beyond comprehension. Thanks very much, Kitty. Anything else from your workbench? And I'm not trying to lessen the focus of our important corridor there about Gaza, but you know, life goes on at this end, and we've got a change of government, but only sort of, because we don't know what the heck's going on. Does it cloud the waters as far as your mahi's concerned?
We're quite clear about the mahi that we have ahead, and we've made a commitment through our strategies to ensure that we actualise Te Tiriti Waitangi, and that is we will continue to pursue all of the systems that continue to marginalise Māori and underrepresent their issues. We will do a lot of work around the pay equity across the entire sector, including the Māori and Iwi provider space. So our work will continue to be as we'd set the plan a couple of years ago. And part of speaking up and having a political voice in the space of healthcare, as we've done around the Middle East crisis, is also about calling out our own crisis and calling out our own inequities within our own country. So we'll continue to do the work that we need to do to get justice across the line.
Tēnā koe. Always appreciate your thoughts and perspective, and your willingness to share them with our kaiwhakarongi each time, Kiri. Ngā mihi.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. Kiri Nuku from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation.